Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Shameless Sophie podcast. I'm so excited you're here, or welcome to the Shameless Sophie podcast if this is your first episode. If this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, I'm so grateful you're here and I'm excited for this episode. This is an episode inspired by the theme of my portal, my True Element portal membership that we're about to step into in April. I'm recording this in advance. I'm like, where are we in the year? April. So we've got abundant April. So with my True Alignment Portal membership, this is my community membership, my double tiered membership, we have monthly themes and we have workshops and practices and support centered around these themes. So March was all about Manifest March, and we had our manifestation and intuition workshop, and our manifestation and new moon circle in business as well, because I have two tiers. I have a heart-centered being tier and the heart-centered leader tier. So one's for business owners and one's for just ambitious souls around the world. So we're about to step into April and we've got abundant April. So we're going to be having a grounding into abundance embodiment workshop for our full community workshop, and we're also going to be having an overflow of creativity, ideas and abundance in business workshop. So the business tier gets two workshops per month, and the heart-centered being tier, which is like the standard tier, the lower ticket tier, get one exclusive workshop per month. And the business tier get access to both of the workshops. So we have the full community workshop and then we have the business tier workshop. We have those workshops coming up inside of abundant April, along with different practices and meditations and tap-ins and embodiment and somatic practices, all centered around abundance. So I'm super excited. So if you want to join us inside of the membership, I will leave a link, the links below. So we have a link for the business tier and a link for the heart-centered being tier, the kind of standard tier. So you can have a look at them and feel into which tier aligns most with where you're at and who you are. Or if you have any questions at all, please just message me on Instagram. You can even just send me the message portal and we can have a chat about the True Element portal and what tier, what option may support you best. Or if you know which tier you want to be in, then just go ahead and join us. Well, what I wanted to dive in today, in line with Abundant April that we're stepping into, is 8 practices to become fully full body abundant as fuck. The kind of practices I lean on to cultivate this energy of abundance, cultivate abundance from within, cultivate gratitude from within. And abundance can be so vague. It can be very general. So it's maybe looking at, like, what does abundance mean to you? This can be an abundance of money, an abundance of opportunities, an abundance of love, an abundance of ideas, abundance of creativity, just abundance of experiences, just the energy of a lotness. A lotness? Is that even a word? But the energy of a lot. Energy of a lot of something. And the big thing for me, the workshop that we're going to be doing inside of the True Element Portal, the full community workshop, is about grounding into abundance and expanding our nervous system's capacity to hold the abundance, you know, because our nervous systems may not feel safe to have a lot of something, and that may mean it feels too overwhelming, or we may not feel worthy of abundance, of an abundance of love or abundance of money or abundance of opportunities, and we may block that off. So the workshop and the practices are going to be supporting you and kind of healing your relationship with abundance and expanding your nervous system's capacity to hold abundance, let the abundance flow through you, to you. So my first practice, the practice that started everything off for me from the very beginning and really allowed me to activate this muscle of abundance, activate this energy of abundance, was gratitude. But what I'll say about gratitude is I don't mean just surface level gratitude. I mean like full body gratitude, full bodied gratitude, where you can feel that deep sense of gratitude on a full body level. Like it tingles in your heart, it tingles this in your being, it tingles on every cell of your being. Like you can feel that gratitude deep within you. That makes you abundant as fuck. That's so magnetic, that's so abundant, that energy. But that energy of gratitude is so abundant and so magnetic to abundance. You're on that high vibrational state and where you can call in and manifest more abundance. So if you want to become abundant as fuck, cultivating that deep sense of gratitude, that full-bodied gratitude through practicing gratitude daily, whether it is journaling out your gratitudes in the morning, in the evening, doing a gratitude meditation, screaming your gratitudes out loud, just expressing gratitude each and every day for what you have in your life, for who you are, is so creates such an abundant energy within you. That's the first thing that I ever leaned on and I've stayed committed. And it's not just about practicing gratitude that's going to support you, but that is a very powerful, it can be a very powerful practice if you allow it, or if you really take it to the depth of the power of it, you know? It's not just like, yeah, I'm grateful for this and grateful for that, yeah, I'm grateful, what? Yeah, I have nothing to be grateful for. Like, you're like, you really allow your body to feel deeply grateful. So that's the first practice. So what are you grateful for? And how can you feel that deeply and fully in your body each and every day? And what needs to change or shift if there's something not allowing you to feel that fully? Okay. Number two, dancing to abundance. You know, if you're not new here, you know that Sophie loves dancing. Dance is a big part of my brand, a big part of my work, a big part of the way I support people and how I heal as well. I'm not a dancer in any way, shape or form. Maybe in a past life. I feel like I probably was in a past life. But dancing to abundance, putting a song on and allowing that energy of abundance to come alive within you. To come alive within you, reclaiming this abundance within you by putting on a song and moving your body. Dancing to the flow of abundance. Whether it's a song that is about abundance or whether it's a song that just makes you full of joy, that lifts your spirits up, that lifts your energy, that elevates your energy, dancing to abundance. I dance every single day and it makes me feel so, so abundant, shifts so much energy, especially if you're kind of feeling low in energy. Putting on a song and allowing yourself to dance can just be such a short, simple, but powerful practice to shift that energy within you and allow you to become abundant as fuck. And if you ever want to come join our dance parties, you know, if you join our Shine With Sophie workshop, you know that you're going to be dancing. Everyone knows they're going to be dancing at one point in the workshop. And number three is, these are not coming in any order at all. It was just literally what came forward first. But number three is processing shame around abundance. So allowing yourself to feel into the kind of deeper blocks around abundance that you may have. The shame around holding more, attracting or asking or having more abundance. Like, where are you maybe embarrassed about being abundant? Where do you feel shame around about being abundant? So allowing yourself to process those maybe underlying disempowering energies that are around, that you have around abundance, and not just allowing gratitude or affirmations to be this plaster that you're sticking on top of deep-rooted, real and valid blocks, real and valid wounds that don't actually feel safe in abundance, feel protected in abundance. So allowing yourself to process that through different somatic practices, through coming into yourself and actually communicating with what's stored within you, the deeper blocks around abundance that you may hold within you. And that kind of takes me on to like the fourth one that kind of overlaps with this fourth one, but using EFT tapping to shift that energy, to shift the shame, the scarcity around abundance that may be stored within your mind, your subconscious mind, shifting the beliefs in your body, shifting the beliefs in your subconscious around abundance. So I personally use EFT tapping, and I have EFT tappings for abundance, for opportunities, for money, inside my portal that people dive into each day to shift those beliefs within you that you have around abundance, so that you can become full body abundant as fuck. And that takes me on to number five. So abundance in the form of money, talking in the form of money, a practice that you can do is weekly or monthly money dates. And I know in the society that we live in, the world that we live in, we've been brought up and taught the money is like the source of all evil or whatever it is, like money doesn't grow on trees, all these negative disempowering connotations and attachments and meanings around money. And that's not obviously supporting the flow of money. Money is just energy. Money is energy. Money wants to support you. Money wants to be there for you. Money wants to flow. Money is all around us. Money is circulating everywhere, right? But it's the meanings, the stories, and the beliefs that you and we personally attach to money that blocks it from coming in, that blocks it from expanding in our lives and being there and expanding, I guess. So being able to actually implement and have a weekly or monthly money day where you actually, as if money was, you were in a relationship with money. Like, you are in a relationship with money. You're in a relationship with everything in your life. But, like, acting as if, like, money is, like, your partner. And each day, maybe you have like a money Monday or something like that, or at the end of every month, to start off with when you're paying all your bills, and you can go and you can pay all your bills, have a song on, have a high vibe song on, pay all your bills. And what I like to do is I journal on what are the challenges that I'm personally facing with money right now. What are the current challenges, situations that I'm facing and struggling with money right now, getting clear on the challenges and looking at what are the underlying patterns and stories that are creating these challenges. What are the underlying stories and patterns that are creating the challenges that I'm currently facing with money? And just acknowledging, getting clear on the challenges, getting clear on the stories that are in within you that are running the show, and doing your best to acknowledge the subconscious stories, the underlying affirmations that are running the show within your money challenges, within your money reality. So what money stories and affirmations and beliefs are running the show, and getting clear. And then just taking a moment after that and sitting with yourself, maybe you just breathe into your body, breathe into the parts within your body that are maybe holding on to the tension, holding on to those beliefs, just breathing into them, giving them like the love, the attention, just like it was a partner or a friend, like letting them be heard, seen, letting them just have their time to just be felt. And whether you want to cry, whatever you want to do, just allow yourself to process the feelings, the energy, the stories that you have towards money, and then going ahead and beginning to shift out of that. So then looking at, okay, like, what beliefs do I want to start stepping into and embodying? What are empowering beliefs that I want to choose to implant into my belief system, into my programming, and starting to entertain these new beliefs, this new belief system? And then once you've done that, looking at, okay, like, what are 1 to 3 action steps I can take this coming month or this coming week to embody these new beliefs? What's 1 to 3 action steps I can take this next month or this next week, whether you're doing it weekly or monthly, to embody these new beliefs. How can I commit to embodying these beliefs and implanting them deeper into my being, into my programming, into my belief system? Okay, these are all props, so make sure that you're writing these down. This is a bit of a longer one. And after I have done that, I like to do an EFT tapping for money, or I like to do a meditation for money. And then afterwards, I like to get up and dance to a high vibe song, a money song, and just be with the energy of money. Instead of being so scared, go onto your bank account. You can do this as well. Go onto your bank account and just give, look at it, be there with it. Because I know even my past self used to be so scared of looking at my bank account, even though I knew that there was money there. Or I didn't like when it went under £1,000. I was like, I can't go under, can't go under. And attaching that stress towards money. So I want you to start healing your relationship with money, not being so scared of it. Allowing yourself to be with it, see it, witness it, talk to it, communicate with it, connect with it. It's not scary. It wants to talk, it wants to chat, it wants to be there for you. So can you open up your bank app while you're doing this and say thank you? Thank you. Maybe saying your new affirmations while looking at your bank account. Whether you have nothing in it or whether you have a bloody overdraft or what, just looking at your bank account, speaking to it, witnessing it, allowing it to speak to you. Maybe you have a little conversation where you allow your bank account to speak through you. What does it want to say? What does money want to say to you? What do you want to say to money? And beginning this healing relationship with money and doing this once a week, doing this once a month, however many times you feel like you need, or starting once a month and building that up, but having that money day and healing your relationship with money will support you in becoming abundant as fuck. Because whenever we use the word abundance, I feel like a lot of people do refer to money, like the abundance of money. But again, we're talking about the abundance of all things as well. But with this practice, it's obviously specifically about money. And going on to the sixth one, self-celebration. This may be a hard one for someone, because, or for some of you, because I know that at the start of all my sessions, I always get my clients to share something they're celebrating, something they're grateful for. At the start of my workshops, I like to do it as well. And I found that a lot of people found that difficult. They found it really, really difficult to celebrate themselves or see something that they'd done well in or whatever it was. So I want you to start building this muscle within you of celebrating the fuck out of you. Because that energy is abundant as fuck and magnetic as fuck, but nobody is going to celebrate you just as much, like as much as you celebrate yourself. Like, you need to celebrate yourself. Because if you're not celebrating yourself and you're wanting other people to celebrate you, that's kind of like from a lack place, from a seeking external validation place, from a disempowered place, from a kind of, what's the right word, like not enoughness place. So being able to celebrate yourself, celebrate your wins, whether they're small or not. I'm going to come off this podcast and I'm going to celebrate the fuck out myself that I have just recorded 2 fire podcast episodes. I'm going to dance with it. I'm going to be like, you're fucking badass, you're amazing. Like, celebrating myself for allowing myself to be heard, allowing myself to put my voice out there. I'm celebrating myself for holding a workshop last night in my membership that the women in there who joined, so many of them joined, and it was so abundant, it was so amazing. And I felt the abundance in that, even though right before I was feeling a bit like my mind was kind of spiraling a little bit, but I still held such a powerful space and attracted such powerful people in that space, and I'm celebrating myself for that. And you can you feel that energy? Can you feel that flow of abundance and self-celebration and that energy like flow through me and flow to you? So starting to celebrate yourself, whether it's for small things or big things, and actively, maybe you say them out loud, you scream them, you write them, you dance with them, you infuse that energy, you expand your nervous system's capacity to celebrate the fuck out of you and know that you, it's your birthright to celebrate yourself, it's your birthright to be proud of yourself. By being proud of yourself, like, more abundance comes to you, more opportunities come to you, more love comes to you. Number 7. These are just 8. And the reason I picked 8, by the way, is because 8 is the infinite sign, the number of abundance. But number 7 is daily nature time. Getting outside and realizing the abundance that is just all around us. The abundance of water that flows. Like right now, as I record this, I'm looking out my window and there's the Scottish Oak Hill Hills in front of me. There's a river flowing in front of me. There's trees all around me. There's cars all around me. There's some beautiful houses all around me. There is an abundance of water, of clouds, of air all around me. And like in terms of money, like, it's like just like the air that we breathe in, there's an abundance of money as well. There's an abundance of opportunities. There's an abundance of love, just like the air that's infinite around us. So being able to get outside, breathe in the abundance of the universe, breathe in the abundance of the air, of nature, of the water, of the leaves, of the trees, of the birds, wherever you are, of sand, of grass, wherever you are, the flowers, and being in that energy of just our natural state of abundance that we do live in, and connecting also with the energy of the universe. Connecting with that energy of the universe is so abundant as well, like being able to breathe in that gratitude, breathe in the freedom, the abundance that's just all around you when you're outside. So getting outside, get outside into nature, look around you, just look around you, be present around you. Maybe you don't take your phone, don't put earphones in, don't watch a podcast, just get outside and witness the abundance is just around you at all times. And be more present with that. And number 8, the final one. This is going to be one that you're probably not thinking that I'm going to say. Number 8. And also, I have a ring, an abundance ring that my dad bought me. And I don't think he knew that that's why I wanted it. I had to tell him. But it's in the shape of like that, the infinite shape, the abundance shape, and I always have it, and I always look at it every day and just lean into that energy of like, I am abundance. Abundance is all around me, abundance within us, connecting with that and having that a part of me. Like, I have my ring on me at all times, and it's like the abundance is locked in within me. But to wrap up our 8 practices, the final one is meditative showers. And why I say this is because abundance is like never ending. It's like this water that just flows, a waterfall that just flows constantly. So standing under your shower as if it's this waterfall of abundance that's just flowing onto you, dripping off of you, flowing down you, allowing the water to wash over you, and this overflow to allowing this overflow to happen, and encoding that energy into you in your shower. It's just like allowing the water to just wash over you. Maybe you put your arms out and you just connect with that energy of just like limitless, infinite stream of flow, of abundance. And using that water, using your showers as a form of connecting to that energy of abundance. Because I think something that I am personally learning and embodying more as well is like, feeling the need to hold on so tightly, and like, how am I supposed to hold on to all of this abundance, hold all this money, hold all this opportunity? But it's actually about being able to release your grip and allowing the abundance to just flow, allowing it to flow through you, to you, and not being afraid to let go and let some pass, because it's so limitless, because it's so infinite, you know? And knowing that, for instance, like, I heard this on a podcast once, it's like, just like the air that I was speaking about earlier, is like, no one's scared of breathing in somebody else's air. So just like money, just like opportunities, just like abundance, like love, like, that is just infinite as well. And there's enough abundance to flow to us all, just like there is air. So using your intentional showers to connect with that energy of overflow, connect with that energy of just allowing abundance to flow to you, through you, from you, and not being so tight, not being so blocked, not being so scared to hold it, just allowing it to wash over you and flow to you. So those are my 8 practices to become full body abundant. Let me know which one is your favorite. Let me know which one you're going to be implementing, or which one or ones you're going to be implementing most. And again, if you want to join us inside of Abundant April, inside our True Element Portal membership, please come and join us. I'll leave the links below. We've got amazing practices, amazing tap-ins, amazing workshops lined up for us, and challenges and prizes and gifts happening. So I would love to have you there in that abundant energy with the community. But just know that you are deserving of abundance, that abundance is your birthright. Abundance is your birthright. These are some reminders. Abundance is your birthright. You deserve abundance, and you are abundance. Your natural, innate truth is abundance, but we have just forgotten that. We've forgotten that. We've forgotten how abundant we all really are, how abundant this universe really, really is, just because of society and the collective, and just stories and conditioning. So join us in unlearning this conditioning. Join us in remembering how abundant we are, how abundant this universe is, and allowing overflow of abundance to be our natural state of being, of living, of feeling, because we deserve it. And it just makes the world a brighter and better place. But I quite enjoyed this episode. Let me know how you enjoyed this episode, and please leave a little rating, leave a little review if you haven't already. Take a screenshot, put it on your Instagram stories, tag me at _shinewithsophie, and I hope to see you inside the membership if you're not already joined. If you do have any questions at all about it, you can just send me a message on Instagram. You can even just send me the message portal and I'll know exactly what you're talking about. But we have 2 tiers, like I said, the heart-centered being and the heart-centered leader tier. It's an ever-growing library of meditations, EFT tap-ins, embodiment practices, somatic practices, monthly or bi-weekly embodiment workshops, depending on what tier you're in. We also have one-on-one Zoom room each week inside the business tier as well. So you get opportunities to work with me one-on-one. It's such a low price. The membership is below $50, depending on what tier you go at. We've got the lower ticket tier, and then the business tier is $49 per month. But it's such an abundant place, and I'm so excited to continue growing on the abundance within it. And I would love to have you there. So yeah, if you've been thinking about joining, this is the time to join. But I'm sending you so much love, so much abundance, and yeah, let me know what practices you're leaning into, and I will speak to you all very soon. Bye.